Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of 1 John with 1 John chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly, the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence, and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. Amen. So John continues in his letter to make absolutely clear that to be a follower of Christ is to be set apart. He urges the early church to not sin, to keep God's commandments, to love their brother, because those that sin, those that stray from God's commandments, that hate their brother, they are walking in darkness. Regardless of whether they say they are in the light or not. We must abide in him if we do, in fact, know him. We must walk in the light if we know and accept the truth. Because if we don't, we're living at best in ignorance and at worst in active opposition to the truth. And whichever it is, we're living while blind in the darkness. John places such great emphasis on understanding this difference between walking in the light and walking in the darkness, and choosing the right path between the two, because he knows the temptations that await the believers. he mentions many antichrists coming, opponents of the truth and of the light. And he warns the church to not love the world or the things of the world, because all these things will lead us away from God. He says, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is of the world. If we want to be with the Father and walk with the Father, we have to desire the things from the Father, not from the world. Or as John puts it, we must abide in the Son and in the Father." Now, you might be thinking to yourself, yeah, abide in Jesus, branch in the vine, John 15:5. It's familiar language to us, isn't it? And it can be kind of easy to vaguely attempt to abide and to assume that abiding is a passive process as we grow in faith. But no, to abide is to actively, at every moment, choose to walk in the light instead of the darkness. We don't abide in Jesus through just 5 or 10 minutes a day in isolation. It's a continual, active, life-determining endeavor, just like a branch always clings to the vine. John says that if we abide in Jesus, we'll be able to stand confidently when he appears and when we see him face to face, instead of shrinking from him. If we abide in Jesus, we make righteous decisions that lead to righteous demonstrations of our faith, which will lead to a life of righteousness with the Father. So how will you actively, continually abide in him today? What are some desires of the world, paths of darkness that you need to prepare against and ask him to help you in fighting? What are some decisions that you need to make which require strength from the Holy Spirit? Let's go to him in prayer to ask for these things. Let's pray. Lord, would you help us to abide continually in you? Lord, we want to decide once and for all that we will be in the light and that we will not walk into the darkness. Lord, we know that when we do sin, that you give us propitiation, that you desire for us to be with you, to abide in you, and to have fellowship with you in the light. So Lord, help us to do that. Help us to turn away from the things of the world, from the desires of the eyes and the pride of life. Instead, may we lay those things down at your feet, and may we ask for your help in remaining in the light and remaining with you. Lord, it's not an easy process. We're prone to be distracted. We're prone to have our attention caught by all these different things, but would you always keep us with you? We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.